Officers of the New Orleans Police Department are patrolling the city today, even though many face devastating personal loss themselves. Officials say as many as 200 of the city's 1,600 or so officers stopped coming to work. Some quit. Some may be dead or trapped in their homes. NPR's Mike Pesca has the story of those who did stay and fight.
As you walk down St. Charles Avenue, the Grand New Orleans Boulevard with a trolley running through it, every third boarded-up store has these words spray-painted on: looters will be shot. This was a city under siege by its own and also protected by its own. Yesterday, NOPD SWAT member and 30-year veteran Mike Sposito slumped in a chair in the Harrah's Casino parking lot. This is the NOPD's makeshift headquarters downtown. They slept on the floor inside and used the basement as a bathroom. Sposito, still clutching his assault weapon, talked about the motivation of a person who would shoot at ambulances, the National Guard, and cops.
And we can't even begin to think like they think. You know, we could try, but because of the caliber of people in the city, not everyone, but a certain element in the city, a certain small element of the city that are just really bad to the core.
These people, the small percentage of New Orleans who Sposito says gleefully took advantage of chaos to loot and shoot, contributed to the city's status as a dangerous, murderous place even in the best of times. The city would perennially hold the status of murder capital of America, but for a statistical glitch. There are slightly under 500,000 residents of New Orleans, and as such, it doesn't make the federal government's list of most murderous large cities. But over the years, the NOPD itself has also contributed to the lawlessness. For instance, on Saturday, over a day of press briefings from everyone from the FEMA director to the governor, one evacuee was specifically named. Richard Stadler, the head of the Louisiana Department of Corrections, thought it necessary to assure the public that a former NOPD officer was still in custody.
We identified and have held in secure maximum custody Lynn Davis, and the United States government is on the way to get him. Those of you who don't know Lynn Davis, he was a bad cop who did some really bad things. He's sentenced to death twice out of New Orleans.
The bad things include hiring a hitman to kill a witness who had filed a brutality complaint against him. And Davis wasn't just one bad apple. Corruption and brutality were so rampant that the NOPD was subject to Department of Justice oversight for a decade, up until about a year ago. Crime witnesses in New Orleans are to this day extremely reluctant to come forward in murder cases. According to a nonprofit group called the New Orleans Police Foundation, only 1 in 4 people arrested in the city for murder is eventually convicted. The other 75% are probably some of the same people who were shooting and looting this week, the police say. Stephen Nicholas is the NOPD's deputy superintendent. He spoke yesterday at the Harrah's staging area, bone tired, but resolved that the officers who remained were up to the task.
You know, this police officer right here, they'll tell you they're not going to leave until they're told. They won't leave. They feel connected to it because it's unlike any other time in our careers. We're the victims. You know, most of these guys are victims too.
As for those who fled, some were cowards, some were desperate, some were overcome by the horrors they encountered, as evidenced by the 2 NOPD suicides that were confirmed over the weekend. Just one more blow to those who stuck it out. Jim Letton, the U.S. Attorney for Eastern Louisiana, who has been part of the federal oversight, says that we'll never be able to understand the bravery of these police officers. In the words of a sergeant from the Royal Oak, Michigan police force who came down to assist, the NOPD has been tireless. Tireless but exhausted to read the stress in the eyes of Steve Nicholas, whose own house was looted.
I'd almost rather lose my house to flood than looters, you know. It's not the people that were homeless, just looking for a place for respite. These are little criminals and thugs running through the streets.
Nicholas excuses himself for a second. The Army's 82nd Airborne Division has arrived, and they're trying to coordinate their walkie-talkie frequencies with the NOPDs. A few minutes ago, the first two representatives of the New York Police Department showed up after a 20-hour drive. They say 150 more NYPD officers are on the way, all remembering the assistance they got almost exactly 4 years ago. All this help means the NOPD will finally be able to get some sleep. But they make it clear that until the city is safe, they will not rest. Mike Pesca, NPR News, Baton Rouge.